Sean Buchholz is Director of Housing and Demographic Analysis at the Housing and Urban Development Department. Sean, it is good to have you on the program this afternoon. Thanks for being here. Tell me what this survey is and about the collaborative role between your agency and the Census Bureau, please.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So the American Housing Survey is a biennial longitudinal survey. Biennial means it's conducted every 2 years. And longitudinal means that we visit the same housing units, or we survey the same housing units every 2 or 4 years. And the survey has been in place since 1973. The last survey that we did was in the summer of 2011, and our next survey will begin in May of 2013.
Now, what is the ongoing conversation that happens between you and Census about this? I'm sure that it's not a case where September of 2011 you said, okay, guys, we'll see you in May of 2013.
No. So a little bit of background about the American Housing Survey. The law requires that HUD conducts the American Housing Survey, but HUD is not one of the federal government's principal statistical agencies. So that means when we need a large survey like this conducted, we typically enter into an agreement with the Census Bureau to conduct the survey on our behalf. And we've been doing that since the beginning of the survey in 1973. So we have an agreement in place for the American Housing Survey with the Census Bureau. And what HUD does under that agreement is 4 things. We provide general oversight and planning for the survey, including planning for future survey needs. HUD is responsible for developing the content and the questions that go into the survey. We're also responsible for supporting a research program associated with the survey, meaning that we conduct research using the survey and we engage and support the research community. Lastly, HUD is responsible for monitoring and improving the user experience for survey data users, which means we keep we try to keep track of who's using the survey data and provide support to them as needed. And this includes academic researchers, nonprofits, the private sector, and other government agencies. So then the Census Bureau, the best way to describe what the Census Bureau does with us is they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the survey. And I like to think of the operations of the survey as in 3 parts. Things that happen before the survey starts, the data collection part, and then things that happen after the survey has been completed and the data has been collected. So before the survey starts, the Census Bureau's statisticians are doing work to try to figure out who's going to receive the survey. In statistical parlance, that's called selecting the sample. They're also responsible for developing the software used to collect the data. And then before the survey, they're responsible for recruiting and training the over 4,000 field workers who are going to be collecting the data in the spring. And then on the data collection side, they are 100% responsible for managing the data collection process by the field workers, whether that's data collections being done by phone interviews or by in-person interviews. And this includes also real-time monitoring of our data collection costs to ensure that we're staying within our survey budget. So after data collection is finished, we then move into post-survey activities. And there the Census Bureau begins that process by cleaning up the data to ensure accuracy. They also undergo a very important step, which is ensuring data confidentiality standards are being met. And this includes, in some instances, masking various data values, again, for data confidentiality purposes. And then the last thing they do after the survey is complete our produce basic statistical reports and microdata that can be used by the public. And this really is an ongoing thing. Now, while the Census Bureau is producing data products for the 2011 survey, we're also planning for the 2013 survey and thinking about the 2015 survey. So it's an ongoing process.
Sean Buchholz of the Housing and Urban Development Department. That's going to be my next question, is how far ahead do you plan these, and what impact does potential changes in technology and the housing market have on the way that you plan ahead for the next one or two that are coming up?
We've actually been in the process, for over a year now, have been in the process of planning for the 2015 survey. In 2015, we are undergoing a redesign, and part of that redesign is exactly what you, is for what you just mentioned, which is responding to changing housing market. We're considering a lot of different things, a lot of different aspects of the survey that we want to change. I can mention one big thing that we're going to be taking a look at is trying to understand what the housing preferences are going to be for the retiring baby boomers. They are a very large cohort of the population, and their housing choices are going to have a big impact on the housing market. So as we look towards the questions that we want to ask in 2015, we're really thinking about the baby boomers and what they're going to be doing.
We have more information about this survey and the collaboration between you and the Census Bureau at federalnewsradio.com. But to kind of sum it up, it sounds to me like this is a case of your agency doing what your agency's area of expertise is, which is determining the information that you need, and the Census Bureau doing what they do best, which is going out and collecting that information on a surveying basis.
That's absolutely correct. We are one of several federal agencies that have this type of relationship with the Census Bureau, and they just do a fantastic job. They're the best at doing this type of thing.